Module 5. Exercise 4. Page 45.
Well, Ruth, perhaps you could begin by telling us how you became interested in art.
Well, surprisingly enough, when I was a child, both my parents used to do a lot of art. So I grew up surrounded by easels and clay and so on. But I was never really into it myself. It was only later in life, when I was having a baby and had to give up my job, that I took up art.
People know you for your painting, but you also do a lot of sculptures. Which of the two did you begin with?
Sculpture, actually, although I quickly realised that I'm better at painting.
And when did you realise that you had so much talent?
By 1999, I had been painting for ages and had hundreds of paintings. One day, I sold some of my worst paintings at a local charity event, and of course I didn't think anything of it. I mean, no one knew my work anyway. But a few days later, I got a call from a collector who wanted to see my work. It was only then that I realised that I had talent.
Are you serious?
Yes. Anyway, I showed him some of my stuff, and he bought 4 paintings for a total of £25,000. I was over the moon.
And I imagine that was just the beginning.
Exactly. Everything just took off from there. The phone kept ringing and I started to have my first real exhibitions, and in some of the major cities too.
How did you deal with the success, Ruth? How did you manage the role of a mother and a celebrity artist at the same time?
Good question. Most people would think that it's difficult, but I've always had lots of help, and in fact I've got it under control. Remember, I still do a lot of my work at home, so I spend a lot of time with my kid.
Would you say you've truly found your perfect job?
I don't know if I would say the perfect job. I would like to try some new things too in the future, maybe designing for theatre or film or even fashion. But I'm very happy at the moment, so I shouldn't complain.